I'm hearing a lot of activity tonight. Seems like must be a lot of hustle and bustle going on at the mall. So please give me a call on 1060 AM, John Tomcat Luongo. Let me know what's happening. I need some eyes and ears in there in the field. And looks like somebody's coming in right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Tomcat Luongo, 1060 AM, LUB.
JL, I don't know what I just saw. I was just down at the mall just now, and there's like, I think it's like people eating other people. I don't know. I didn't even get out of my truck. You know, I know it's Christmas. I know, like, everybody out there, you wanna do your shopping, just don't do it today. Something's going on at the mall. I don't know. I'm even thinking Christmas might be canceled this year. Just JL, do not go to the mall. Don't go.
Well, call it. First of all, I appreciate your phone call, but that's a little drastic. I mean, I'm sure that it has to do with just the sales, the excitement, and everybody trying to cram into that mall, although it's quite a big space. Are you sure it's nothing that, you know, more than a little bit of friendly nudging, bumping, and grinding as people position themselves for the holiday shopping?
If you call friendly, I think I ran over one of them guys on my way out of there. I didn't even get out of the truck. I just pulled up front. There's like blood. There's people holding on to other people's arms and chewing on them and stuff. Like, I don't know if you call that like Black Friday, but it's a little over the top for me. I think Christmas is canceled this year. I'm going to go tell my son, like, you know, we're going to be having Christmas in February or something.
Wow. Thank you for that call. I mean, I'm going to try to make sure everybody's calm. I appreciate it. You sound like a good, calm, level-headed man, and I have no reason to disbelieve what you're saying. I just realized that, boy, you know, the inferences. You can imagine that everybody, like yourself and me and, you know, the people that we're all thinking about right now, may be a little bit on edge because of where we came from. And it is something that burns a hole in your memory. It's something you just can't forget. So let's hope we're not going back to that time, which I don't believe we are, where the zombies were ruling and we had a bundle of problems on our hand. But, you know, just in case, it's good to be safe rather than sorry. So what I would say, caller, and everybody else in my earshot, is to stay calm, but think about getting your guns, think about getting your ammo, make sure you know what everybody is and in the house and where everything is, all the ammunition you need. Don't panic, try to relax. I mean, I'm going to be getting my gun, and just because I want to be sure. I mean, I think I'm going to put a call into my family right after this call. I'm going to be speaking to my wife, Vi, and my boys, DJ and Cody Luongo, to make sure they're okay. And I think you should all do that. It's kind of a safe little thing you should do. So thank you for the call, and please make sure you call us a little bit later and let us know if you see anything else. Thanks, caller. You know what, folks? This is really a little bit disappointing to me. It really ticks me off. Where the heck is the ZDC when you need them? We need them here. I'm not saying that this has to do with, you know, with zombies or anything else. I mean, God forbid, that's the last thing we want to think about right now. And I'd like to think this is one hell of a prank or one hell of a mass hallucination that they're having out there. But right now, the best thing you can do is stay calm. You relax a little bit, just like I'm going to do. Take a deep breath. Let's get our composure back. Okay,
LUB, the home where love lives, is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast as we sort out the issue. For questions and comments, please contact LUB Station Managers at stationmanagers@lub.com. As we... Willamette, Colorado, the home of LUB.
Most likely is not happening. Okay, let's get another phone call here on LUB and see what's happening. Caller, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hello, I'm Alejandro.
Hey, Alejandro.
I'm here at the mall.
Hey,
man, this is crazy here. Everyone is panicking. Everyone is running. I think I just saw someone running by me, covering blood. And oh, shit. I think I just saw a cop shooting a guy. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. I cannot find my kids. We need to find him. And this is f***ed up, man. This is really, really going to shit.
All right, Alejandro. Run for cover right now. This is not the time to be a hero. Thanks a lot. Look, this is John T.C. Luongo, and my number one concern is your safety. My number one concern is for you to be calm and relaxed. But at this point in time, I have a message to all of you. I want you to make sure you check your ammo. I want to make sure you know where your guns are. Make sure that you're locked and loaded, just like I'm going to do. This is not a time when you want to panic, but it is a time when you don't want to be underprepared. It seems like the ZDC seems to have let us down. I'm not sure what's going on. There's chaos on Main Street. That's apparent. I have tried to reach the authorities, but their lines are busy. I'm doing the best I can to get information from all of you that are out there in my listening area. I would tell you to get your families and possibly file quietly and calmly back to the doors, to the exits, and get home. I would think at this point in time, we're at a point where it's a little bit too disconcerting. There's too many calls coming in from varied people. I'm hearing a lot of confusion. I'm listening to people screaming, and that's frankly not something that I can overlook and bring you calmness about. But I can help you to orderly file out of the building, and that's what I'd like to do right now. If you're in my listening range at the Megaplex Memorial Mall, if you're down, coming on your way down there, I would advise you to turn around because things are starting to heat up. And I personally am going to start packing up here in just a bit because it sounds as if things are getting a little hot and heavy. And I'm going to get home and make sure that my wife, Vi, and my two children, DJ and Cody, are doing okay. So, Violet, DJ and Cody, Dad's coming home. I want you to block all the house doors. I want you to shut those windows and be ready for me. And I'm going to give the same advice to all of you. So this is John T.C. Luongo. Here, let me play a little music for you to see if we can maybe add a little calmness to this situation and possibly find out that hopefully there is something completely, you know, there's a logical explanation after all of this. So here you are, John T.C. Luongo with the Sounds of Christmas on LUB 1060 AM, the home of the live broadcast that is happening from the studio to celebrate the Willamette Memorial Megaplex opening, which I hope will not be a disastrous one.